A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Ephesians. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places, even as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and blameless in his sight. He destined us in love to be his children through Jesus Christ, according to the purpose of his will, to the praise of his glorious grace, which he freely bestowed on us in the Beloved. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the riches of his grace, which he lavished upon us. For he has made known to us in all wisdom and insight the mystery of his will, according to his purpose, which he set forth in Christ as a plan for the fullness of time, to unite all things in him, things in heaven and things on earth, in him according to the purpose of him who accomplishes all things according to the counsel of his will. We have been destined and appointed to live for the praise of his glory. In him, you who have heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and have believed in him, were sealed with the promised Holy Spirit, who is the guarantee of our inheritance until we acquire possession of it, to the praise of his glory. The word of the Lord. The letter of St. Paul to the Ephesians is the Magna Carta of the New Testament. It's one of the great letters, and it's one of the favorites among so many of the mystics of the church, especially our Carmelite saints, because it so well captures what it means to be immersed in the mystery of God's love for us and the ramifications of what that means. And I'm hoping this weekend to dig deep in trying to rediscover these riches of who Jesus is and the impact it's meant to have in our lives, in the reality of our lives, to encounter Christ loving the real you, not the ideal you, and to really allow the gospel to speak to the true, concrete, and actual experience of our daily life. And our daily challenges of having to walk by faith and not by sight. And when we've been walking by faith for some time, and the honeymoon has long been begun, not hopefully not over, but we've already had that initial experience of discovering Christ, and now we've had to pass through the many deserts with Christ. And how do we still keep the fire burning, having been down the dark valley plenty of times? And so the purpose of this retreat is to kindle love's fire inside of you. Because that's all that matters. That's all that matters. In the end, that's all that will be. And so that's all that matters most to me, is that the Jesus Christ's fire, which is the Holy Spirit, may be active and ever evolving in my life, that there may be an evolution of who I am in him and who he is in me. Glory be to God. And to always have access, to new growth, no matter where I've been or how long I've been on the road, to know that Jesus Christ is ever new, that He doesn't get old, that He's ever fresh, and we have to keep Him, we have to protect our heart and mind and our faith, which is fragile and a fragile gift. We have to protect that so Christ never becomes stale in my thoughts, in my words, in my actions, in my character, in my daily walk with Him, my daily living. No matter what the hard knocks have been, no matter what the challenges and difficulties, no matter how big the battles, that we're always open to a new birth. We're always open to be born again in a different way than we were born before. If it wasn't lit, I'd say hallelujah. But I did anyways. I can't help it. It's really hard to... Yeah. So... this is what we're after. The heart of Christ. And allowing our hearts to be completely united to His. To let Him take our breath away. I can't do that for you. No doubt. But the Holy Spirit sure can. And He can use me. Because He always uses poor instruments to bring forth an orchestra of grace to fall afresh upon the assembly. Amidst unexpected places, the Lord can work a masterpiece. And it's among the most littlest of people that God can do the greatest of things. And it's all faith that opens us up. It's faith that makes it come alive again. It's faith that opens us to new reservoirs of possibility of how God has been present, wants to be present, and is present. For Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's forever young. And no matter how old we get, when we're in Him and He is in us, we too will be forever young. And so as we prepare ourselves to come before Christ in the Blessed Sacrament, the Eucharistic heart of Christ the King, we ask the Holy Spirit to open our minds to rediscover Christ and the gift of His love on the cross. To bring that back to life again. To stir up in us that awe factor, that spirit of awe and wonder, that we may have that insight that only the Holy Spirit can provide. We can't produce that in ourselves. We can't just snap our fingers and come to really taste the truth and the implication and significance of Jesus' crucifixion for our lives. And how it's not something simply an event of the past, but it's, as Venerable Archbishop Sheen says, it's an ongoing reality. The crucifixion of Christ, yes, it happened once and for all, but it's an ongoing reality. Christ is all-embracing. It's a mystical event. It never ends. It's all-consuming and all-embracing of everyone, everywhere, all the time. And that means you, and that means me. And how is that alive and real now? And how do I identify with Him and me here? And how do I give myself to Him more? This is our goal. And it is God who is our goal, and it is God who will give us the grace to get there. And so into His hands, into His heart, we commend our spirit. in the silence of our prayers. May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.